inside the Hollywood hamper for Gina J's Dirty Laundry on 96.5 TIC. Today's best variety.
Brought to you by your local Nissan dealers. Shop them today. Hello, Mark the Shark.
Gina J, good afternoon. Weekend full of gossip. It's Monday. Let's report on it.
Well, this is a weird story about Tom Arnold is claiming that producer Mark Burnett attacked him at a pre-Emmys party last night.
Yeah, Arnold did an interview recently with Salon, and he vowed to go up to Mr. Burnett and ask him, confront him, why he won't release some outtakes from The Apprentice,
right,
which show that he produced. Of course, Donald Trump, the host of the show, he said there's some racial slurs on those tapes, and he wants them released.
But I guess Mark Burnett's saying that Tom attacked him. So this is just going back and forth. I guess Tom says Mark choked him. He thought he was going to kill him.
I know. I guess Tom Arnold filed a battery report with LAPD.
Post Malone, man. All right, we know about all his bad luck. He had, let's see, what, the emergency landing of his plane.
The landing gear wouldn't go down.
The car crash.
Rolls Royce totaled.
Yep. And then someone broke into an old home looking for him.
He wasn't there. He didn't live there anymore.
So this happened probably, what, in the midst of, what, 3 weeks or something like that?
Yeah, over like in August.
So is he cursed?
He might be. He was messing around with something he probably shouldn't have been messing with.
Yeah. I guess this guy, his name is Zach Bagans. He's the host of Ghost Adventures. And they were hanging out with something that's the world's most haunted object. The box inspired the horror flick The Possession. And I guess these guys were in the same room with it. And the Zach guy touched it. And then Post Malone touched the guy, Zach, to get out of there. So they're saying he's cursed.
It sounds like it's really true because then...
It happened in June.
That's pretty bad luck there in a short span of time.
Carrie Underwood. Wow, she revealed some sad news this weekend.
Three miscarriages in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
She does have a 3-year-old son, and good news, she's pregnant again, looking for her second baby on the way.
Kanye West is adding a film production company to his list.
Yeah, Half Beast LLC. He's got the name trademarked, so.
Do you think it's the adult film business? Because he does like it very much. That's what I was thinking. Les Moonves. As well, he's not invited tonight to the Emmy Awards.
Jeez, I wonder why. It's on CBS.
And Julie Chen wasn't on the talk again this morning, his wife. So I don't know if she's coming back.
I think she'll be back.
She's
just got to cool down a little bit. That's all.
Well, the Emmys are on tonight, 8 o'clock, right?
Yeah, Microsoft Theater in L.A., 8 p.m.
And Game of Thrones is expected to win big tonight because they're up for 22 nominations.
Huge show. A lot of people watch that show.
And finally, the weekend box office number 3 was A Simple Favor, starring Blake Lively and Anna Kendrick, with $16.1 million. I want to see that one. It looks good, but it didn't do that great.
How much?
$16.1 million.
Ooh, that's not a big weekend for a number one movie.
No, The Nun came in at number 2. That's The Conjuring spinoff. $18.2 million. And then Predator was the number one movie with $24 million.
Well, there you go.
That's right, Sharky. Emmys tonight. I got to make sure I got to watch those.
Yeah, it's on NBC. I misspoke. I thought it was on CBS, but it's actually on NBC.
Yeah, well, I guess because they were saying, because Les Moonves is, I had like 18 shows of his or something are like up for the Emmys tonight, but you're not invited.
Yeah, probably not a good time for him to be out in public right now.
No, not at all.
Got to let those things cool off a little bit.
I got to watch tonight. I forgot to set the DVR for it.
Well, there you go, Gina J. You and the Shih Tzu have something to do tonight.
You know, I renamed him Teddy.
Oh, Teddy, very nice.
Yeah, he's so cute. But seriously, I need to find out how to make him stop going number 2 in the middle of the street, because it's all he does.
He likes the middle of the street. That's his little spot, huh?
I don't know why. He's like, there's the grass. Nope, Mom, let's go in the middle of the street, and here comes the cars.
Yeah, that's not safe.
No.
Yeah, even I don't do that in the middle of the street, you know.